Hello, Central Baptist Church. This is Pastor Roy, and I'm going to be bringing you your March the 30th update from the war room. And when I say the war room, I'm talking about the COVID-19 leadership meeting that we've been having each Sunday since we haven't had the opportunity to be able to meet together, to kind of bring you updates as to what's taking place and what's going on, as well as any sort of announcements that we have. Your leadership team did meet yesterday by way of video conference. Since the mandate was now down to 10 people, that kind of forced our leadership team into meeting a different way other than in person. So Jonathan Fondeau with our IT group actually set us up a way to be able to meet by teleconference, which we did yesterday morning, March the 29th at 9 o'clock a.m. And I just want to bring you some of the highlights of that particular meeting to keep everybody in the loop as to what's going on and what's taking place. Last week around the church, it was kind of business as usual, even with the governor's new executive order number 121. The only thing that really changed with our church is the number of folks that can actually gather together. It was taken down to the number 10. So no more than 10 people are allowed to be able to be together in a gathering at one particular place. The church, going to a place of worship is allowed in this particular executive order. The only problem is we can't exceed 10 people. So that is the reason why our church is in keeping with the law. We're not violating that by keeping the church office open. And we have appreciated everything that everybody has done. We do want everybody to know that we are following the law. And the office has been essentially open ever since we've gone to kind of the stay-at-home rules. So we're still here to be able to meet your needs. You can still call us during business hours, and those business hours are Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if there's anything that you need from us, you can call us during those hours. If you need to stop by the church, that's perfectly all right for you to do. If you happen to be out and about, we are maintaining the social distancing around the office as well. So we wanted to let folks know we're not violating any laws by still keeping the offices opening. Also wanted to mention that I did receive word this past week that the 2020 Southern Baptist Convention that was to be held in Orlando, Florida has been canceled. I am working right now on getting a refund on funds that had been paid for that, which will be helpful to our church during this time in which we're down. So we'll try to keep folks posted on how things are going there as well. We did want to let folks know, just as it was last week, I mentioned it last week, but we want to reiterate the fact that our buildings have pretty much been completely shut down with the exception of the office area. When I say that, I'm talking about our water heater has been turned off. We've turned water to parts of the building that we're not having the opportunity to use at this particular point. We're just trying to do that so we don't incur any undue bills. If say a toilet was leaking or something to that nature, we don't want to wind up having a bill because of that. I do also want to update you on the fact that we are still posting sermon videos. Those will post on Sunday morning as well as Wednesday evening for the Bible study. Now, bear with us. A lot of folks are online right now. There's a lot of bandwidth that's actually being used. And when it comes down to trying to get on social media as well as Wi-Fi, many of you that use Wi-Fi realize that it's slowed down drastically just because of the amount of traffic that's on it. So bear with us. That those sermons are being pre-recorded, they're being posted, and it may take a little time for them to show up, but they'll be there, good Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. So. Like I say, it's a little bit different going from pretty much from the pulpit to the studio is what I like to say. Just to kind of put a little spin on it, this past Sunday you saw that it came from the parson's table, which happened to be my dining room at the house. But at any rate, thank you all for joining us. All those who've joined us by way of social media, we appreciate you attending services that way, and it does our heart good to see the number of responses to that as well. I do want to give you a report on the financial giving, which was also spoken about in our COVID-19 crisis team meeting and report. I am pleased to report to you that that last week's giving was $18,148. Our weekly needs are $13,915. So we want to thank you for being diligent to maintain your tithes and offerings during this time when we're not able to meet together. It is critical to be able to maintain the church as well as the operations that take place around here. There was a noticeable uptick in giving by way of online giving. And one of the nice things to report was that our giving actually was higher in the month of March than it was in January and February. So I want to praise you and thank you for all that you've done to make that happen and to make sure that we've got a wonderful place that we're able to come back once we're able to get back together. If you are bringing your tithe by the church, we do ask that this week you try to do that by tomorrow, which is Tuesday, by noon. The reason why is because the end of the month is coming. We're trying to make sure that proper accounting gets done in that regard. Normally, we're asking if you're bringing it by, to do so by Wednesday at noon. But just for this week, if you could make it by Tuesday at noon. Now, we're not going to tell you not to. If you can't make it tomorrow, Wednesday at noon would be fine as well. But once again, just thank you so much for maintaining your giving through this time of crisis. We also got a report from Tony in regard to our Awana. Tony is now working to figure out what is going to happen and how the end of the year is going to look. We're just going to ask you to stay tuned. We don't have the answers to those questions yet, but those are things that are currently being worked on by Tony and the Awana team. David Gant mentioned, as far as our student ministry goes, particularly with our youth, that they are meeting by way of video conferencing on Sunday evenings as well as Wednesday evenings. So keep them in your prayers as they continue to keep the ministry end up and being able to come together by way of technology through the computer. We also asked for an update. We were trying to get involved in with the Guilford County Schools in regard to feeding the children that are not able to actually be in school and to have a hot meal. We did get information that the group that is handling that is called Backpack Beginnings. And these are the folks that are taking care of, disseminating the foods that you're seeing. One of the buses is parking up here in the Commons parking lot at certain times. But this is the group that's actually kind of managing that and getting the food into the hands of those who need it. And if there's anybody who is interested in signing up to help, there is a website, and that website is called backpackbeginnings.org. Once again, backpackbeginnings.org, backpackbeginnings.org, if you're interested in that. Also, Jonathan Fondo, as well as David Wilson, as part of our IT team, have been working on some solutions to be able to do some live streaming. Not as much in the time of this pandemic and the time that we're not meeting right now, but this is something that we're looking forward to as we continue on in the future, as we're able to be able to get back together. This might be another option that we can add to a way of getting our sermons out. I do want to mention that there have been a lot of folks that have viewed these, not just people from our church, but we have seen activity from pretty much around the United States and even around the world of folks who have tuned in to the messages. In fact, the one from yesterday's message has been viewed by over 600 people at this particular point. So we can follow that through social media as well. And again, we thank you for your support. We're also looking for ways to be able to continue to do that by adding the potential of live streaming as we go forward. I do want to report that last week we did have an emergency blood drive. The emergency blood drive actually brought in 50 pints, which is a really, really good showing, particularly in this time of need. And we also talked in the meeting about the possibility that the Red Cross may need to use the church again for a crisis drive. We did vote in that particular meeting to to let the Red Cross know that we are all in to be able to help any way that we possibly can. The biggest thing that we're doing is actually allowing them the use of our facilities to hold those blood drives. So there may be some in the future, just to kind of let you know. Stan posted a video. Thank you, Stan, for doing that, from our deacons, letting the folks know that we're here for you. We're here to do anything that you need. If you need us to pick up some groceries for you, if there's anything we can do to help you whatsoever, please don't hesitate to let us know. Contact your deacon, contact the church office, and we'll do everything that we can. And I want to thank Stan for putting out a video to address the folks of the church as well as guests, and I appreciate the job that Stan is doing as our chairman of deacons. One of the things that we're really looking forward to, we don't have all the clearances on it yet, but we're working on that. It's being worked on even as we speak. But Easter Sunday is coming. It's only about 2 weeks away, one of the most critical religious holidays on the calendar that there are. And we haven't had an opportunity to meet for the past three Sundays, but we're looking for a solution. The solution is, and I'm going to just go ahead and let you know what we're thinking about doing. We're talking about having a potential of a drive-up service in the Oak Ridge Commons parking lot. We have secured permission from Philip, but we're in negotiations with the town right now to make sure that we're all going to be in keeping and compliance with the governor's orders, as well as any laws with Oak Ridge, North Carolina. So that's being worked on even as we speak. What we would like to do is have a half-hour service. You would drive up, essentially roll the window down in your car to be able to have an opportunity to hear a brief message. We're potentially looking at that time being from 10:30 to 11 o'clock on Easter Sunday. We do plan to have communion on that day as well. We have ordered the hermetically sealed communion cups that have the little pull tab that's got a wafer on the top, as well as the element of juice on the bottom. So we're looking to hand those out as well. That's one of the things that we're really looking forward to having an opportunity to do. We just need to make sure that we're in keeping with the law. We don't want anybody to violate any rulings, and we don't want anybody to put themselves in harm's way with this coronavirus at this particular point. So we'll keep you updated on that as it goes. So that's kind of what's in the plan for the future. One of the other things is Kelly Joyce is actually looking to hold Sunday school class by way of Zoom. And if you're not sure what Zoom is, that's kind of a web-based or a call-in-based type meeting. The same way that we had our leadership team meeting yesterday, that's what he's looking to do with the Sunday school class. So you could actually be in the privacy of your own home. You could either call in, or if you're using the computer, and depending on which platform he uses, you could actually come together by way of a video conference. So if you're in Kelly's Sunday school class, that's something he's looking to do as we go forward in the future. And I encourage any other Sunday school classes that may want to meet in that way, or even if you're meeting in small groups that are under 10, we encourage you to do that, but please don't put yourself at risk along the way. So one of the way I want to kind of close things out today with this briefing and this update is that we did talk to Tanya Crump, who is part of our crisis team, as it were, and to give you just a couple of suggestions and some things that we can do as we go through this time of pandemic. And here are some suggestions that Tanya Crump, who is a registered nurse and is out there on the front lines, here are a couple of suggestions that she made for us in regard to how we can navigate our way through this pandemic. The first one, pretty obvious, stay home. If you don't have to go out, don't put yourself out there in harm's way, because this virus is very contagious. And there are even cases of it that we know of right here in our own backyard in Oak Ridge. So stay home. That's one thing. B, wash with soap and water. Although we use a lot of hand sanitizers and carry those with us, those are good, but you still can't beat the old method of soap and water. Be sure that you wash between your fingers, your wrist, up your arms. And the old rule of thumb is sing happy birthday to yourself while you're washing your hands. You might want to do that to yourself, or other people in the house may think you've gone crazy. But wash your hands long enough to be able to sing happy birthday. If you cough, please cover your mouth. And if you can't cover your mouth, or if you do cover your mouth, do it with the corner. Cough into the corner of your elbow. That way you're not coughing into your hands and then transmitting anything that you may have to some surfaces that you may touch. Tanya also recommends that for our deacons or anybody in our church, if you're visiting a shut-in or if you're visiting somebody that is high risk, please don't go inside the home. What we're simply doing is asking that you either go and speak to them through the door or go to a window. Don't go into the home. If you're bringing something, if you've picked something up for them, just leave the package on the front porch. Be sure to either wipe that package off or make sure that that you're using gloves as you deliver it, because we want everybody to stay safe. If you are going to hand somebody something, please stay on the porch. Don't go into the house. And these are things that we're asking folks to do. I know it's it almost feels like a violation for folks like me. I'm a hugger. I love to hug. I love to shake hands. And I've had to catch myself many, many times through this pandemic to make sure that I'm keeping that distance, because it's not just as much for you. It's also for those that you're coming in contact with. Tanya also stated from the medical front that there are a lot of test results for the coronavirus are very slow. They're coming in slowly. So we're probably going to see a little bit of a rise in this as we go forward. And the virus is actually projected to peak in the month of May of this year. So we still have a little ways to go to navigate our way through that. Once again, as I close out this particular meeting, I do want to just remind you, first of all, thank you for those who have so diligently kept up with maintaining your tithes and offerings. One of the big things that we have to do is let people know how that can be done. So once again, I'm showing you this little paper, and this little paper shows the ways that you can give to Central Baptist Church. A couple of the biggest ways right now are simply that if you happen to be out, you can drop it by the church during office hours, which are Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Or we've said before that we've seen an increase in those who are giving online. You can go to our website, which is oakridgecbc.org, and you can look for the giving tab. You can click that, and then you can put the amount that you would like to give in there. So with that, I want to thank you so much for joining us. You're as up to date as we can have you at this particular point, based on our leadership team meeting from yesterday. And as always, we will try to kind of keep you updated with what's going on. We do want you to also know that our church facility has been sanitized. We went through and made sure that we cleaned all the surfaces, high-touch surfaces, door handles, crash bars, computer keyboards, the backs of the pews, the offering plates, anything that anybody would touch has been cleaned with a disinfectant that is a medical-grade disinfectant. So we plan to keep on doing that to make sure that you feel like you're safe if you even happen to drop by the office. So I want to thank you again for your love and for your support during these times. These are some times that are trying right now, but with God's help and by His grace, we're going to make it through. We look forward to the day when we'll hear laughter in the hallways. We'll be able to give those hugs again. And for right now, we're just following what the Lord would have for us to do as He gets our attention and some new ways to be able to minister for Him. Let me pray with you, and then we'll get on with our day. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You again for Central Baptist Church, not just the building, Lord, but the people. Lord, what a blessing they are. And Father, during this time when we can't meet, it truly does break our hearts, because we miss the opportunity of being able to come together. But Father, again, we pray that You would keep us safe and keep us healthy during this time, that we might truly come together again. And as Your word says, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. And Lord, we do lift this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you.